Welcome to Jesus School of Disciple Makers. This is a spiritual growth devotional series examining the life and teachings of Jesus Christ. We focus on four areas, each beginning with a C, i.e. Christ, Church, Christian, and Covenant, with special emphasis on the practical application of the principles Jesus taught. He said, "He who believes in me can do what I do, and even greater works," John 14:12. Greetings, my name is Arthur Dilley, and I trust you will enjoy going and growing on a spiritual journey with me as we walk in Christ's footsteps. Today we'll look at the topic of Christian Believers Basics, and we summarize this series as follows. A few questions. Number one, about salvation. Do you remember being saved, and what was or is your response? This is the beginning of a process that starts with our awareness of our sinful state, a place of pain and suffering, emotionally, and that we can never be right with God in our own strength, that we ask God to help us, to save us, to set us free, deliver us from bondage, to heal us and make us whole. When we are saved, we are essentially set free from bondages, but more importantly, are on our way to being citizens of the kingdom of heaven. And lastly, are you grateful for your salvation, and that from eternal damnation? Number two, repentance. What fruit do you have in keeping with repentance? As John the Baptist had said to the Jews who came to be baptized, we must bear fruit in keeping with repentance. Repentance is not only a one-time event, although it is a sign that we are saved from our past life. In essence, every time we sin, we are to repent and ask for forgiveness. This is what Jesus taught us in the Our Father prayer. The type of fruit, as James pointed out, is to do good deeds as led by God's Holy Spirit. John the Baptist says to share our clothes and possessions, time and money, good works, as led by the Holy Spirit, not by our works. Number three, baptism. Were you baptized and how? And did it have any effect on you? And this is not talking about infant Christianing. Baptism is a public declaration of submitting to God, a symbolic act of dying to the old self, as Jesus taught, picking up our cross and dying to self. Water in itself will only make one wet. It is what we believe and expect when undergoing baptism that matters. It is possible that while being baptized in water, an experience of God's presence and infilling of His Holy Spirit in such a way as to be truly washed, cleansed from above with a born-again experience. Have you been baptized in the Holy Spirit? If you feel that you have not arrived yet, do not worry. Jesus tells us to keep on knocking, asking and seeking, and God is faithful to give us the fullness of His Holy Spirit. Number four, faith. What level of faith are you on, and are you using it? We see in Romans 10 that faith comes from hearing the word of God as proclaimed by a follower of disciple of Jesus, who is spirit-filled, and that the anointing that rests upon him will be tangible in such a manner as to impart faith to the hearer. Romans 1 verse 16 states that the gospel, when preached with power, is the power of God unto salvation, such as when Peter witnessed to Cornelius, the Roman centurion, whereby they all fell down and the presence of God was manifested with resulting signs and wonders. This was when Peter was just telling his story. He didn't even lay hands on him. It will also enable us to do all things through Christ as he promised. So, have you seen or witnessed any supernatural events? More importantly, are you experiencing God's power flowing through you? If not, persevere, as your breakthrough may just be around the corner. I myself was in a state of desperation for 6 days, pleading with God to change something. He did, and lifted my faith from zero to infinity. And this we will discuss in another module. Number five, born again. How does one know if one is born again? Jesus clearly stated in a number of scriptures the signs following such a person. They will witness as led by the Holy Spirit of God. They will be worshippers of God, filled with gratitude at their salvation. They will lead the lost into his kingdom, and when they pray, people will be healed, delivered, and set free. Paul said that they will be a new creation with a renewed spirit. In my case, my desperation eventually bore fruit when alone on a mountain, and God poured out a bucket of fire on me, so much that after 36 hours I said, "God, if this is you, please take it away. I cannot endure the ecstasy and joy anymore." And so I was born again and changed forever, with all praise to him who loves us. So if you feel this is lacking, take heart and persist and petition God in desperation and prayer like I did. It will happen. Number six, laying on of hands. Have you ever laid hands on anyone and seen any results? This is an act of God's Holy Spirit leading a person to do some action for a particular reason. Without the unction of God's Spirit, nothing can or will happen. This is a perfectly normal part of the Spirit-led life. When it happens, your faith will steadily increase and know no bounds. Pray that God will remove any fear of man, so whether or not people get healed, it will not affect you when you pray for others. Ultimately, when something does happen, your joy will be full. Number seven, lastly, judgment. Has the Holy Spirit ever convicted you of God's judgment? Jesus said, we will be judged by three things. Our thoughts, such as adultery and anger. Our words will acquit or condemn us, such as slander and lies. Our actions of kindness and love or violence and bitterness. According to the book of Revelation, all of these events will precede us into heaven, which are written in the book of life and judgment. This is the end of this series. I pray that you will be encouraged to grow in your knowledge and experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as a disciple and a disciple maker. Arthur Dilley signing off. Until next time, DV, and God bless.